How are you, Scott?
Hey, doing great, Tony.
Well, I appreciate you being with us. You had a rally yesterday. You had 400 people I saw on the wire. Do you think you had more than that?
Oh, most definitely. We had, for the all-day event that started at 8 a.m., we had over 500 people register that was in the church. Mm. So, I would dispute those numbers, but that's okay.
All right. I always like going to these things and just kind of standing on the peripheral. Some of the signs you see, I'm sure most folks remember that famous line from the guy that says, "Don't tase me, bro." Well, I saw a sign that said, "Don't tax me, bro." There were some interesting, the first thing I thought when I saw that is, wow, the union folks who were there a day earlier had a lot more people. Why do you suppose that is?
Well, we don't have the money to pay for buses. They had double parked all around the Capitol. And certainly people with union jobs have a lot more days off. People that work for the government have a lot more days off. And, they're concerned because government's being cut. And the only way unions can grow is by growing government and growing taxes. I've spoken at about 20 to 25 Tea Party groups, rallies, town halls across the state since January, and the tax, limited tax, limited government, economic liberty movement is growing. There are new groups popping up every day, and the weather forecast yesterday was for rain, and with $4 a gallon gasoline, that's very taxing on a lot of our members.
What I find interesting, though, is they still had what they had, and you had what you had, and I think it's quite obvious that Tea Partiers are more focused on voting people in than to out of office, and given their support monetarily, they're not necessarily yellers and screamers as they've been portrayed by the media. But bottom line is there was a lot more visible support on Wednesday as opposed to your organization yesterday, and I just wondered why more people didn't come out, regardless of the gas prices, regardless of the weather.
Well, there's a number of rallies planned across the state today. I'm speaking at two, one in Monroe and another one in Ypsilanti. I had to turn down invitations for three or four others today because they were at the same time. And I'm also speaking at another rally in Mount Pleasant on Saturday. So there are a number of rallies across the state, and our membership is growing. 5 years ago, we had under 5,000 when we first started, and we've grown to over 52,000, just 2,000 since December, new members. So we're definitely growing, and people are concerned about our economy, and we're just going to keep focused on our message, and we believe that message will resonate, that we want lower taxes, limited government, economic liberty. We don't want another decade of a million lost jobs. And we agree with Snyder on some things and disagree with him on others, but we do agree with the cuts that he is implementing in his budget. And the closer you hit home to people, the more likely that they're going to be upset. And certainly the union members, especially those that are government employees, are feeling the brunt of those cuts because this current system is bankrupting our state. And they're going to have to take cuts in possibly in pay, and Governor Snyder's seeking cuts in benefits and trying to bring them back down level with the private sector. And so certainly we know when it's a pocketbook, that's a motivating issue. So.
Scott, from the opposite perspective, that with all these cuts, the poor and the middle class are going to suffer a lot more than the wealthy would, what would your response be to that?
Well, my response is that we're imploding, and we need to do something to change, make a change here in Michigan so that we can start to bring back jobs. Because as we lose more and more private sector jobs overall, it's devastating to our economy. We can't have the tax revenue to provide the services that are necessary. So that, in the end, will really hurt working-class people. My whole family are union members from Southeast Michigan. I grew up in Southeast Michigan and eventually had to move west because of the economy and other recessions. But, we cannot have a system that relies on handouts, because ultimately those handouts have to come from somewhere. Someone has to produce something so that there is money to take for handouts. And the system is imploding. It's bankrupting our state. We're ninth in per capita personal income in 1965, and I can't stress it enough. We are now 39th. We are a poor state. This has to turn around. We're imploding. And if we keep going on the course we are, if we lose another million jobs this decade, we you haven't seen anything yet in terms of cuts.
But Scott, you still I still want to get your perspective on the question: is who's going to pay for that $2 billion deficit? Should the rich pay more than the middle class and the poor to help us get back on our feet?
And nope. Nobody should pay more. We need to make cuts in government. We need to. Mackinac Center did a study, and if at every level of government in Michigan, government workers contributed 20% to their health care costs, which is lower than the private sector, that would save $5.7 billion. And things like prevailing wage. If we implemented prevailing wage, a study from 2007 shows that would save Michigan $269 million. So nobody needs to pay more. In fact, if we make enough cuts, we could all be paying less. The cuts have to come in government. The government has grown too large. It's not sustainable. It's bankrupting our state, quite literally.
Scott Hagerstrom is with the Americans for Prosperity Michigan. The one thing that I appreciate you helping us do, we've known this for a while, Scott, but we know that Tea Partiers aren't what they're portrayed to be in the media, especially on a national level. We appreciate you coming on the program to give you to give us your perspective. And for people who want more information about Americans for Prosperity, where do they go?
Yeah, you can go to Michigan A. F is in Frank, MichiganAFP.com, and check out our new video there. We have a video from the union rally on Wednesday, and just some of the rhetoric on the signs. So it's quite appalling. And, you know, on the same day, I believe it was Barack Obama, President Obama, called for an adult conversation, and you can see from our video at MichiganAFP.com that he needs to talk to the liberals that support him about engaging in an adult conversation.
All right. Thanks so much, Scott.
Great. Thank you.
Let's